morning, who we have on here so far?
You got Bellingham.
You got Mankin.
Kim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Kim.
Hi there, Larry.
Hey, Bill's here.
Morning, David.
Hey, Larry. Bob's on.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm sneaking up on perfect.
Can we vote on that?
No, not yet. Let's wait till August.
Chuck Haney just joined.
Morning, Jay.
Commissioner Carter.
Morning, everybody.
This is Joe Storer. We've got, let's see, Eric. Eric Gardner, Julie Sandberg should be here shortly, John Long, Paul Damer, Clay Sprague, and Kelly Cunningham here at headquarters.
Very good. Nice to hear your voice, Joe.
Hey, thank you.
Tammy, are you on here?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call the State Fish Wildlife Commission conference call to order, July 15th, 2016. It's now 8:30. I'd like to start off by doing a roll call to identify who's on, who's not on. Take it away, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Mankin.
Haney.
Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Keough.
Did you get all those, Tammy?
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. We will start off on agenda item A, forest restoration projects on wildlife areas. This is a briefing and decision. Joe, staff, take it away.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. I'll turn this over to Paul Damer to lead the discussion.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Paul Damer. I'm the Land Stewardship and Operations Section Manager in the Lands Division of the Wildlife Program, and I'm here today to seek your approval for the forest restoration projects on the L.T. Murray and the Mount St. Helens wildlife areas. Your packet that you should have in front of you, I'll review the packet and each briefing package within there and answer any questions you may have. The table of contents shows that we'll start with the L.T. Murray project first and then move on to the Mount St. Helens project. I have copies for folks here in the room if they want to follow with that. So on page one of your packet, we start with the L.T. Murray project. I want to also kind of point you to page 3, 4, and 5. On page 3, if you'll turn to that, it shows you the location of the project in the state. So we have the L.T. Murray wildlife area just west of Ellensburg in eastern Washington. The actual thinning forest restoration project is in Township 18 and 19 North, Range 16 East, which is about 10 miles west of Ellensburg. And page 4 shows you an actual aerial photograph of the project area, the dense forest there that we're looking to restore, and the yellow lines show the wildlife area, but more specifically, the project area is identified. The several polygons where we're looking to go in and improve those forests are identified in the dark red polygon. So there's about 6 polygons that we specifically want to go into to improve the habitat there. So now I'm jumping back to page 1, and then I'll go through briefly the summary of the project itself and answer any questions you have. The project proposal includes roughly 1,300 acres with an anticipated yield of 3.8 million board feet. The project is actually supported with $250,000 of capital project funding. These are funds from the legislature to address forest health risk and to restore forests to historic conditions. This project, we are not going to be making revenue on. It will cost us money to do it, but it's the right thing to do because the forest needs improvement there, and the legislature has given us the money to do this. The project area consists of young to moderate age overstock stands that are much more susceptible to epidemic disease and insect outbreaks, as well as severe wildfire. The past management of the project, where we didn't own the land, so this is prior to our control of the forest there. That activity has resulted in the removal of most of the large diameter fire-resistant trees. The wildfire suppression that's gone on and the lack of active timber management have resulted in overstocked stand conditions and an increased presence of pathogens, including mistletoe and root rot and insects as well. The spruce budworm and bark beetles are in the area, and we need to address that. This thinning prescription will remove excess trees to reduce the very real wildfire risk and the forest health risks in the area that have been identified by the state. It'll leave between 25 and 35 the best available trees per acre to maximize the habitat quality and put the forest on an accelerated trajectory to once again develop a resilient mixed conifer dry forest in historic ecological condition. So that's our goal. Some of the specific components in the prescription include leaving individual trees, but also leaving clumps of trees, 2 to 7 trees, and that's, again, consistent with historic conditions on the area. We'll be favoring and leaving ponderosa pine, western larch, and Douglas fir, because that's historic condition as well. We'll be leaving all trees that are 24 acres DBH and larger. Mistletoe is an important component of the stand, and we'll be strategically leaving mistletoe throughout the stand, although we'll also be removing mistletoe where there's too much of it and it's providing fuels for fire. We'll be leaving unique species that are limited to microsites, including western red cedar and Engelmann spruce. All the snags will be left standing unless there's safety concerns with their location adjacent to road or other area where there's a lot of recreation. And we'll also be creating snags in areas where there's not enough snags right now. The timber will be harvested using ground-based systems on slopes less than 45%. We'll use existing roads and all riparian buffers, leave trees, and harvest prescriptions will meet or exceed state forest practice regulations. So if you go to page 5, I just want to show you and talk you through a couple of pictures. At the top of page 5, the first row, it shows what the existing condition is out there. And so you'll see that we've got dense plantation conditions based on historic management of the area when we didn't have control of the forest timber resources. So we have these dense areas. There's mistletoe, too much mistletoe in some areas. And in a few areas, there's these legacy trees that you see on the upper far right that we want to achieve and get more of. After the fire, which is the second row, we're going to see a much more open stand, much more similar to historic conditions. But really, the historic condition that we're trying to achieve is in the bottom row of pictures where we have these large legacy trees and a really open understory providing forage and other habitat for wildlife. Again, the main goal is to be consistent with the historic ecological conditions. So I'm here today to request approval of this commercial thinning project to restore the habitat, the ecological integrity, to improve wildlife habitat quality for elk and other wildlife, to address the forest health conditions, reduce the risk related to public health and habitat quality, and to accelerate development of old growth conditions. Are there any questions?
Thorburn, I have a question. Is that okay?
Yeah.
In the past, we've often heard that these projects take place in winter to protect the ground. Is that an issue here? When will this project be undertaken?
This project, so we do some projects in the winter to protect the ground, but we also are using rubber-tired skidders. In this case, we have to get the project moving. We have the forest health money that is gone at the end of June of next year. So we do actually do projects in the summer dry season as well. What we don't do is actually projects when the ground is moist, where it will have has a higher likelihood of damaging the ground. But the activities we're using really have resulted, even when we do forest projects in the summer dry season, in protecting the ground. We do cultural resource surveys to make sure that we're not impacting any of those as well.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. I have a question. My notes here, I failed to mention before we got started here that that the Kalakum thinning project is not moving forward at this time. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're going to be bringing that to you next, probably early next year.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Commissioner Keeney, I have a question.
Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah, thank you. And I might have missed it, but what about slash cleanup? What is that? I mean, the plan. I'm just curious. I think the last fires around this region have shown that thinning is great, but without good slash cleanup, still don't affect fire movement as much as you'd like. Just curious about that.
So we actually have future plans also to come back in with additional forest health money to burn. So we really do. The ideal situation is to come in and thin and to specifically manage the amount of remaining slash on the ground so that it's ideal for coming back in and doing prescribed burns. So that's the plan right now. The amount of slash will be managed in order to set us up for the right amount of fuels for prescribed burning in the next year or two after this activity. So that's our plan.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
Commissioner Smith?
Mr. Smith.
I move to approve the proposed commercial thinning projects as presented.
Thorburn second.
Mr. Thorburn seconds that. Do we have any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to Agenda B, land transaction, briefing, public hearing, and decision.
Larry, I think, do we also need to do the Mount St. Helens?
Yes, I do have one more project for you.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't catch that one. Thank you.
So the second project, the second forest restoration project, the material on it starts on page 6, and that's the Mount St. Helens project that we have. So on page 7, I'll refer you to page 7, and that's where there's a map of the area and then pictures on page 8 and 9. So on page 7, it shows that the Mount St. Helens area in western Washington, so this is a western Washington forest, and it's just west of the Mount St. Helens. And the picture on the next page, a large green picture showing a large dense forest area, shows our wildlife area unit in yellow. And then it shows specifically where we're looking to go in and do forest projects and thinning projects in the polygons in a light green on the west or left side of the page, the picture. And there's small little polygons numbered 1 through 10. And those are the specific areas that we're looking at doing this activity. So this project proposal includes thinning our forest land surrounding the North Fork Toutle River sediment plain. The surrounding forest landscape is largely managed as industrial forest. And our WWW forest lands have the potential to provide forest structure and wildlife forage opportunities that are otherwise limited, and we can create some good habitat in the area that's not being created by the local private forest lands. So our goal is to improve habitat quality by thinning up to 250 acres of dense Douglas fir plantations. This is prior, again, to our ownership of the area. We're estimating about 1.2 million board feet of timber here. The dense plantations lack both species and structural diversity. So by going in and thinning, we'll accelerate the tree growth and encourage other tree species and some more diversity in the area, including more western red cedar, western hemlock, thicket spruce, bigleaf maple, madrone, and alder, and other species. And we'll increase the understory vegetation and increase forage or wildlife in the area, especially elk. This is an area that wintering elk use heavily, and so it provides that forage opportunity for them in the winter. We'll also be creating additional snags and down logs in the area for different species diversity. This project will also have ground-based harvesting methods and using and on slopes less than 40%. We'll use existing roads as well on this area and open any previously abandoned roads that we need to. All riparian buffers will meet or exceed state forest practice requirements. And then on page 9, I have those pictures for you again. I apologize for the quality of the upper right picture, but what's out there now is just these dense stand, nothing, no understory at all, a dense stand of Douglas fir. And so we want to increase the diversity in this area and really open it up, which is the next picture on the second row there, is what it'll look like after the thinning action. And then ultimately what we hope to achieve and put this on a trajectory to a mature west side forest old growth stand is what you see in the bottom pictures, the bottom two, how many years it will take to get there. But what we need to really do is restart this and get out all that dense small trees to get more historic conditions in the area. So I'm here to get approval of the proposed commercial thinning project, restore the ecological integrity, improve the wildlife habitat in the area, and accelerate the development of that old growth forest.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Yes, this is Commissioner Thorburn. There's no funding mentioned. Is this sale going to produce revenue, or is there a grant that supports it?
Actually, this sale will produce revenue. Partly that's because of the proximity to the mills and the logging costs and the hauling costs. So we are looking at potentially producing $200,000 of revenue that will turn back into our forest program to do some of those prescribed burns in other areas that we don't have funding for. So yes, we're looking at estimating about $200,000 in revenue for this project.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
A motion.
Commissioner Smith.
Mr. Smith.
I move to approve the proposed commercial thinning projects as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second, Thorburn.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries.